Good morning. This is Julie. Last week, towards the end of the week, we were talking a bit about householder practice. How do we bring practice into the top parts of our lives when we're not on the cushion, which is most of our lives? And yesterday, Diane talked some about suchness. So how do we touch into this realization of suchness as we go about our day? So I thought I'd share a metaphor for practice that came to me some years ago. I also shared it a couple weeks ago in a Dharma talk on Saturday, so excuse me if you're hearing it a second time. And then reflect on a couple ways in which I found at various times I can work that into my householder life. So there's metaphors for touching into to suchness or clarity that are kind of classic in Zen. The sky is there even when the clouds are in front. Sometimes we see through clear water down to the lake bottom. Sometimes it's cloudy. But clouds and muckiness don't seem to quite capture the noisy feeling of my mind and my life sometimes. So I thought of this metaphor at one point of a freight train. Imagine you're at a crossing and a freight train is going by in front of you. And you look off to the right and you see all of the things coming at you. So in my mind, those are all of the things that are coming at me that I need to prepare for, that I worry about. All of those boxcars are advancing my way and I better get ready. Or I look to the left and I see all the boxcars going off, and those are all of the things that I need to remember. Those things that I carry around with me, maybe nostalgia, maybe a grudge, but those boxcars that have gone by that are grabbing my attention. And sometimes my attention is grabbed by a box, or most of the time, many times, it's grabbed by the boxcar that's going by in front of me. So I see it coming and I try to read what's on the side, try to understand it. And I'm still busy with that as my eyes track it from right to left as it goes by. And that's the thing I'm concerned with right now. And so I can get the impression that my life is these boxcars, and that my life is noisy, and my life is just full of things that I've got to do, I've got to get ready for, I've got to worry about. But if you've ever been at a railroad crossing and watching a train go by, if you look straight ahead, there are gaps between the boxcars. Yes, the boxcars are all there, but every so often you get a little glimpse of what's beyond. So as we practice looking into right now, our breath right now, or whatever is coming to our attention right now, we get a glimpse. We get a glimpse that our life is not just a noisy freight train. We get a glimpse of this vast, empty, silent plain from which everything arises. You, me, the oceans, the stars, all come from this vast emptiness. And we can glimpse that sometimes when we put our attention straight ahead into what's happening right here and now. And of course, that's just a metaphor, so take what's useful and then throw it away. But how does that work in daily life? There are a couple practices that I found useful at various times. That I thought I'd share with you. One is my own take on Thich Nhat Hanh's three-breath practice. In Plum Village, the place that Thich Nhat Hanh founded in Europe, they have bells that go off at fairly random times during the day. And everyone in the village is supposed to stop, if they can, and take three conscious breaths. So whatever they're doing, just drop it. And come back to the breath. Come back to right now. That is, you know, whatever boxcar's got your attention, just it's a boxcar. Okay? You can drop that boxcar for a moment and come back to this ground. And where I found that useful, I don't have somebody ringing bells for me, but I found for me what often works is trying to remember to drop that in when I'm waiting. It used to be when I was out and about more, waiting for a red light to change, waiting in the grocery store line. Nowadays, it's more apt to be waiting for that Zoom meeting to start, waiting for the electric kettle in the kitchen to boil. But those moments of waiting are, in some ways, already halfway through, too, being between the boxcars. Something has ended, we're waiting for something else to begin. Often we can get impatient because we feel like, you know, we want to get on with our lives. We want to get that next boxcar through. But if we can look into that moment itself, that's the gap between the boxcars. This helps us remember that this next cup of tea is just another thing, another arising coming through. This next meeting is just another arising coming through. So one practice is to take those moments of waiting or some other cue, you know, whenever you go to the coffee pot, whatever your cue is, and take those three breaths of just unhooking from whatever boxcar's got your attention and bringing it back to the sound of the birds, sound of the car passing by, the breath. The other one that has arisen for me, and this was inspired by an article I read on Shin or Pure Land Buddhism. And if you have more questions on that, ask Laura. Laura is the practitioner and the student of Pure Land as well as Zen that we have. But this article was talking about, you know, how Shin practice was really invented for householders. And in Zen, which rose most out of monastic practice, one of the pitfalls we can get into is the idea that it's our energy that's somehow moving us along this Zen path, that our work and our effort is getting us somewhere. And of course, you know, we're actually just getting more here all the time. And it's really not our effort, it's the effort, our effort of our small self, our small deluded self. Can never actually practice Zen. We're opening up to the energy and power of the universe and the self that is much bigger than whatever our small self can work towards. So Shin practice takes us from the other side of recognizing that we are deluded beings and we're never going to pull ourselves up out of a, you know, with our bootstraps to become not deluded beings. That really our practice is by the grace of Buddha, and particularly by the grace of Amida Buddha, who is generous and compassionate towards us and will not enter nirvana until all of us are liberated. So this practice is more of a resting in and gratitude for that great compassion coming towards us. So this article had suggested essentially remembering with gratitude Amida Buddha and repeating the phrase Namu Amida Butsu when that remembering comes up. So in my daily life, I can find sort of two sides to this. One is when moments of clarity sometimes spontaneously arise, to notice them a little bit more, mark them, Namu Amida Butsu. For me, this may be biking along the bike path near my house, and I can often do that, totally caught up in whatever my thoughts and plans are, you know, often very repetitive things. But then sometimes a beautiful fluffy white cloud in a clear blue sky will catch my attention, and I'll say, oh. This is actually a gorgeous summer day. Namu Amida Butsu. Gratitude. Thank you. it can also work the other way around, that moments of gratitude may arise. And actually, it's kind of the same thing, that the gratitude, the clarity arise. Sometimes the gratitude may stimulate the clarity, the seeing through, the dropping the boxcars and hooking for the moment. Sometimes the clarity will stimulate the gratitude. So either way, clarity or gratitude, Namu Amida Butsu, coming back to that practice. And our life is both that freight train and the wide open silent plane. We don't need to get rid of the freight train. We don't need to get rid of our embodied human, busy, distracting householder lives. But our practice does lead us to remembering that that's not all of our life. That's not our life itself. Just noticing that something is a boxcar, that something is just stuff of life, is a lot of ways enough, whether or not we see through the gap, whether or not we have any special feeling or insight. But just able to say, oh, I'm on the boxcar of being angry at my body for failing. I'm on the boxcar of worrying. I'm on the boxcar of regretting. Just noticing that those are stuff. It's a great insight in our daily life. And I will leave you with that for this morning.